We now turn to Jake Reinhart, who is here this morning. Hi, Jake.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you, Jake. Lives in Greenfield and has been undoubtedly aware of the progress of the new Greenfield Bridge. That's the bridge that goes over the Parkway East that was in such disrepair, it had to have a little umbrella beneath it to keep the debris from falling onto the roadside. And it soon will be ready to go once again. And you've got some activities going to try to give it a name that's a bit more specific. Tell us a bit about what you're up to.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a famous artist from Pittsburgh by the name of John Cain. He was a laborer for a number of years, for most of his life, actually. He held different jobs, worked in a steel mill, worked on railroads, and at one point in time, he was a carpenter. He was in his mid-60s, actually, when he was a carpenter on the Beechwood Boulevard Bridge. So me and a couple of friends of mine are working on a petition to have the bridge dedicated after John Cain. You know, we feel that his legacy is a quintessential Pittsburgh story, right? He kind of represents all of the good things that we think about when we think about our home. His perseverance, his sincerity, his dedication to Pittsburgh, and you know, we just feel like this would be a great way to add to this community. Obviously, we're not trying to kind of take away the cultural significance. We think people should still call it the Greenfield Bridge, but we'd like to have that formal dedication after John Cain.
How did you become aware of John Cain?
Let's see. Well, I became aware of John Cain. You know, I'm an artist myself, and was doing some research about my home, about Greenfield, and about Pittsburgh. And I came across the fact that John Cain is buried in Calvary Cemetery. So I started looking into his life, the contributions he made, not only through his labor, but through his painting, and just became really interested in him.
Yeah, he is a great painter. In fact, we've linked to your website from slbradio.org, and your website includes some of his paintings. The website is raisingthecainbridge.com, and he seems like a really interesting person. Now, how has it been going so far? I imagine you probably need to show that people are behind this effort. And is this something that requires both city and PennDOT approval, I would imagine?
Well, yeah. So the process for, you know, dedicating a public structure entails that you have to go before the city's naming commission. My friends Pat McCardle, Reese McCardle, and I took our presentation to the naming commission just this past January. Actually, it might have been November. It was in the fall, winter time. Mm-hmm. We went and we presented these facts, and they seemed interested. They asked us to come back with evidence of kind of more community support. So one of the things that we have planned is an event actually on Sunday at Huff's Tap Room here in Greenfield, where we're going to speak a little bit about John Cain's legacy, the importance of and what it means to have a public structure named after somebody, and, you know, just talk about kind of why we think that he's worthy of such an honor. You know, we're hoping that anybody that's interested or curious will come out, maybe talk with us, learn a little bit about John Cain, and if inclined, sign our petition. You know, it's a way to kind of just build community support and acknowledgement, and also provide people with an opportunity to ask questions.
Now, when and where is this again?
It's at Huff's Tap Room, which is right along Greenfield Avenue, and it's on Sunday. So tomorrow, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Wow, I just went deeper into the website where there's a steel mill, and it looks like J&L, I think, His paintings are beautiful. These are his works?
Oh, they definitely are. He really loved Pittsburgh. You know, when he initially started painting, John Kane was an immigrant from Scotland. So he would start to paint these pictures that reminded him of home. And over time, that kind of evolved to where he was painting about Pittsburgh all of the time. He actually has a number of paintings from a vantage point in Cavalry Cemetery, because as he was working on the bridge, he would go to Cavalry for kind of to take his breaks, to get that kind of time to himself and to reflect upon things. And from, Cavalry, there's a number of different vantage points of the city. It's just remarkable how much, how he conveyed the beauty of Pittsburgh. And a really interesting fact is that, you know, he was the first Pittsburgh artist to ever be included in the Carnegie International. He had no formal training. This is a guy that learned and painted on his own in his free time after having these really heavy and hard manual jobs. So that's amazing. And the first two attempts that he tried to get into the Carnegie International, he was denied. He's eventually accepted, and he is kind of honored as this, some have called him the American Rousseau. You know, at the time, his artwork and just kind of that outsider art or naive art that they call it, really was helping to influence the modernists. And one of the things that I think is unbelievably interesting, you know, John Kane lived on Ophelia Street in Oakland. And so there was a time in his life where towards the end of his life, he's living on Ophelia Street and Andy Warhol is living on Dawson. And these two, you know, genius artists are living within the same neighborhood, you know, obviously at different points in their life. And I don't know if they were, knew of one another back then, but Andy Warhol certainly would have been familiar of John Kane's work later in life.
That's something. Well, I wish you the best of luck. And also, I would encourage you, as you listen, to go to Raising the Kane Bridge, K-A-N-E, raisingthekanebridge.com. You can read more about this carpenter and artist that is part of Pittsburgh's legacy and see his artwork and the event tomorrow. That is at Huff's Tap Room. You can learn more about efforts being made to actually name the bridge in his honor, as Jake Reinhart has just told you. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
All I would say is, hey, we're open. Come on down, and hopefully we'll see some people out there tomorrow.
Great. Good luck, and thanks for being with us this morning.